Hi, my name's Stephen Borg, and I get to introduce you to Visual Studio Online today. It's a suite of online services that helps development teams, large and small, develop more effectively. Today, we're going to be talking about small teams. It's dead simple and easy to get started, helps teams collaborate very effectively, and really keep track of that project that you're working on. And it helps you learn to both plan and execute an agile project. Then we can protect your code. All of these things are stored up in the cloud, so you're not going to ever lose anything, and it helps teams, even distributed teams, never get off track with one another. Plus, there's a lot of other great services, but we're going to focus on just those core ones as we get started today. Today, to help me do that, I've got both Joel and Jeremy. Joel?
Hi. Well, my name's Joel Larson, and I'm a project manager for the Center for Web and Data Science at the University of Washington, Tacoma. And I manage teams working on various applied data science projects, and my favorite one is the ChronoZoom project.
ChronoZoom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Jeremy Parks. I'm a research assistant at the Center for Web and Data Science at the University of Washington, Tacoma, and I'm working on ChronoZoom as part of that. I'm also a graduate student.
Excellent. Tell me about ChronoZoom.
Well, ChronoZoom is a website that is the timeline of everything, from the Big Bang to today. And it's developed on the front end in JavaScript and HTML5, and on the back end it's in C# and Active Server Page, and
excellent.
Very simple.
Good. You took off a pretty big chunk of the history of everything. That's a lot to deal with.
Well, it's a lot easier when you just say, well, what history do we want to focus on? And we just say, well, everything.
I love it. Let's take a quick look.
Sure.
If I can. Here I am at the ChronoZoom homepage.
Right.
I see the cosmos and the solar system. Where do I go? What should I do?
Well, why don't you find us? Let's find humans as we exist on the timeline. So if you click on humanity at the top of the page.
All right.
That'll zoom us all the way down in. We'll travel through time until, we're almost... There we go. We don't take up a lot of time.
That's a little humbling.
Yeah, they say time flies, and now we can see why.
So you've got, if I look around in here, I see Mayan history, Greek history. I see the history of the United States down here. So realistically, I can just keep zooming in and see more and more detail as we go.
Yep.
Wow.
And you can zoom all the way back out to the beginning of time again if you want to.
I do, because I want to see this whole thing, because I can just watch as humanity disappears.
It becomes too small to render on the screen.
If I look over here, what do these do for me?
So each of those are points in time. They're events in time, and what they allow you to do is to link out to related information on the internet on a specific point in time. So in this case, the Big Bang and all different kinds of content that is available there, and you can tell your time story all in one place. So it lets you browse and explore time.
That is an excellent and very cool project, Joel.
Thank you.
Jeremy, thanks. So folks, join us, and we're going to bring ChronoZoom onto Visual Studio Online in the next segments.